Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you. Special guest in studio, County Legislator Chris Green. And full disclosure, Chris and I go back many years when he was a Clarence councilman, of course, a member as well as I am of Clarence Rotary, and now part of our county legislator. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dominic. And let's also not forget, I'm also a former client of yours.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, about 11 years ago, I'm going to give you a shameless plug here, but 11 years ago, I had a refrigerator, water shutoff valve break.
Right, I remember my
house,
that.
Ended up doing quite a bit of damage.
Yeah.
And your team not only redid the house, but really helped me with the insurance aspect. And,
well, good. I'm glad we were able to help you.
Absolutely.
I did remember that. So we're talking today about the natural gas issue in New York State. And I want to just make sure that I mention a couple things. First of all, you need to voice your opinion as a state resident by going to newyork.gov and finding your state assemblymen and state senators and tell them how you feel about this issue. You need to do that because Chris is going to tell you how we kind of let this happen, didn't we?
Absolutely. I think this maybe should have been more of a keynote topic when the governors were battling last year for control of New York State. Unfortunately, there was several other topics, bail reform they were focusing on. Again, important topics, but this one now is at the forefront. I think a lot of people never thought it would see the light of day, and here we are. It is the focus of the state of the state,
yep.
And now we're paying the price.
So this Friday, get ready for this, folks. I tried to set this up for next Saturday, but they wouldn't agree to come on live. But this Friday, I'm taping an interview with Basil Siegos. He's the commissioner of New York State Department of Environmental and Conservation. And Doreen Harris, she is from NYSERDA, and they both co-chair the Climate Change Committee for New York State. These are the people that led the fight to drive this change down our throats.
Yeah, it's a standard practice in politics where if you want to insulate yourself from a decision, you set up a committee with a predetermined outcome.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much every person on the Climate Action Committee were appointees of Governor Cuomo.
Right.
So they were, if you go and look at the background, the composition of the committee is online. Most of these people have a long history of very far... focus on environmental issues that are very one-sided. And so the outcome was already predetermined when the committee got put together.
So the reality check here is that the viability of this idea is so far-fetched that it can actually happen. But yet these people are entrenched in selling it to us as if it's happening in the timeline that's been written. It's just not feasible.
No, right now... New York State is dependent on natural gas to generate our current electricity. About 60% of our electricity is through natural gas power plants. Current technology with wind, solar, doesn't have the ability to meet that increased demand. National Grid has said it's going to be about four times their current demand. And in Western New York, we would have to essentially build four more power plants the size of Niagara Falls to be able to meet those demands.
So that's a big part of it. We don't have enough generation of electricity. But the other part of it is the cost of electricity is more.
Yes.
And the retrofitting of homes is going to be another cost. How are they proposing that this all be paid for?
I have not seen a proposal other than to have that burden fall on the homeowner. So we're talking about roughly, I've seen a number of different figures out there, but it's safe to say it's going to start on the low end at $20,000 to $25,000 per household to retrofit with heat pumps and the necessary components. Mm-hmm. And that's even if you get enough power to your house. That's the other issue you have is the electrical grid, particularly in the city, doesn't have enough juice.
And on that point, when we talk about, you know, older construction and inner city and, you know, turn of the century construction, where you still have homes in the inner core of the city that date back to the 1900s and beyond and before, that are still being powered with knob and tube and fuses. And, you know, these are homes that might even have standing pilots for all we know still. So the cost of retrofitting that kind of older architecture is going to be even greater than a more modern home.
Absolutely. And that's really where the problem comes into play for a large portion of Western New York. I had a home, it was in Amherst, that dated back to 1927. Knob and tube was still there when I moved in. We had to do a lot of electrical upgrades.
Right. So the average home, you know, forgetting the inner city and older architecture that I just mentioned, those have about a 60-amp electrical service. A newer modern home might have 150, maybe a 200-amp service. But what I've been told is when we have to go to 100% electrical utility consumption, that we're going to need a 400-amp service. So you're talking about doubling the amperage to every home in the state almost, if you're going from 200 to 400, and even greater if you're going from 60 to 400. Again, there's just no capacity to be able to do that.
Well, capacity is one problem. Also having the natural resources to put in all those lines. The demand is going to be far beyond the capabilities that we have. So right now, the plan that's in place doesn't have it has an end goal, but no roadmap on how to get there.
So tell me this, Chris, if you know. How did natural gas become the enemy when it's basically a pure, clean-burning fossil fuel?
I wish I knew the answer to that, but the reality is, these are kind of flavor-of-the-month type of things. You know, 10 years ago, everybody talked about clean-burning natural gas comparatively to coal-fired plants. And let's not lose sight of the fact that coal-fired plants are currently down in Pennsylvania. They're our backup right now. That's how we get – right now, New York State doesn't have the ability to produce all the energy it needs. We get our backup from coal-fired plants down in Pennsylvania. If we can't meet the demands of the new electrical requirements here, we're going to increase our dependency on coal, which is a much dirtier gas.
Exactly. You know, we're kind of misled here living at the precipice of Niagara Falls. We think that that's how electricity is generated. It happens to be a small way of how electricity is generated. I think it's what I read, it's like 6% or something like that of how New York State electricity is generated.
You know what? I'll tell you right now. There's a U.S. Energy Information Administration. Every year they put an analysis for each state. So people can go online, just search New York State Energy Analysis, and you'll find out exactly what pieces of the pie and how electricity is generated in New York State. So hydroelectric power is 73% of our renewables right now. So you look at...
Yes, a high percentage of renewable, but how about out of the overall spectrum?
Out of the overall spectrum, renewables are, you know, a very small portion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, again, hydroelectric is a very difficult one because it's not available everywhere.
Right.
So
we happen to have the falls right here.
Right, but you know, you're talking about the middle of the state. They're going to have, you know, different issues.
Instead of the power of water, what's being used as the power is natural gas or coal. That's how they're generating the power, is where the water's the power in the case of the falls.
Well, right. And let's also not lose sight of the fact that we also decommissioned one of the nuclear power plants in New York State, which leaves another gap. Mm-hmm. So when you start adding it all up together, we're looking at realistically what I believe is going to be about a 45-gigawatt power gap that is going to be in place by 2040.
803-0930, that's the number for you to call in this Saturday morning and participate in this dialogue. We need to activate all of our listenership to become an effective voice in this debate. 716-803-0930, call us now or text us at the same number. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. That's the number for you to call if you live outside New York State. We'd love to hear from you, too, and what you think of what we're dealing with here. And you can always go to my website, too, Cortese.net, see everything we do at Cortese Construction, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, and, of course, our cooking school. The 6th of February is our next class, A Night in Milan, folks. Risotto Milanese, also Bucco, Asparagus Milanese, and Prosecco tasting. That's the 6th of February. On the 6th of March, we're going to my family's region of Italy, Puglia, and I'll be cooking with Chef Jerry. Jerry Clemente is our chef. We'll be making burrata, orecchiette barese, focaccio, and some other Cortese dishes. That's the 6th of March. So register today. Go to Cortese.net and find the drop-down menu, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, part of our Come Home to Cortese showroom. We'd love to have you stop by and see us anytime to see what we do or, of course, be part of our cooking school. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. We'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, our first stop is the village of Hamburg. Carrie Hewitt, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there down on Main Street in the village. Hey, Carrie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Absolutely. The Lakeshore branch there in the village of Hamburg, very quaint and charming little village, great walkable village, great restaurants, and, of course, Lakeshore Savings Bank, a fixture of in the village of Hamburg. Another fixture, of course, Carrie, is the great rates at Lakeshore, not only for the home equity line of credit at 4.5 fixed for 12 months with no cost, but also the CD rates are amazing. Tell us about those.
Yes, we now offer a 9-month CD at 4% with a 4% yield. Minimum is only $500 to open it with new money coming in. And we also have a 2.65% on a money market if you can't lock up your money and you want to have some liquidity.
Awesome. The 4.5 continues with no cost. I have customers asking me, Carrie, what if I want to fix my home equity from the very beginning? What would the rate be?
So we have up to 15-year options for our term out rates, and we currently are offering anywhere between 5.5% up to 5.62%.
Oh, great rates. Okay, Carrie, the Village of Hamburg phone number is?
716-646-9480. I'm here till noon today, waiting to take your calls, or you can contact our Lakeshore website at lakeshoresavings.com. And again, I'm here today till noon, and my phone number at the Hamburg branch is 716-646-9480.
For 132 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Did your building or roof collapse? Retaining National Fire Adjustment, an experienced and knowledgeable licensed public adjuster, is one of the most important decisions you can make. NFA will help you fully understand what coverages are included and excluded within your policy.
This is Ron Papa, president of NFA, reminding you that when disaster strikes your business or home, call NFA. Licensed adjusters for the policyholder since 1922. National Fire Adjustment Company Incorporated. Call 1-800-570-8220. That's 1-800-570-8220.
Hey, it's David Bellavia. If you're being harassed by debt collectors or constantly getting those annoying robocalls, call the attorney who brings the fight to them.
Hi, I'm Kenneth Hiller. Are you being harassed by debt collectors? You could be entitled to damages. Call us for a free consultation.
Get a free consultation when you call the law offices of Kenneth Hiller, 800-300-2990, online at kennethhiller.com, 6000 North Bailey Avenue, Amherst, New York, 14226.
You're not scaling a skyscraper to put the kibosh on a marauder tearing a portal to the multiverse. You just need to be able to conquer a hill without asking your five-year-old for another breather. Maybe you'll even do the big hill they've been heckling you about. That first sign of getting fit is sweet, so savor it. Gain and maintain your everyday strength and conditioning with home fitness equipment from Pachillo's Fitness Gear on Sheridan between Sweet Home and Millersport, the home of FREE free delivery and setup on cardio equipment.
We're getting back to travel again, and we really missed you. But while you were gone, we made some major improvements. The award-winning Buffalo Niagara International Airport is upgraded with new spaces for arriving passengers and a bigger and better baggage claim area. And we kept all the things you already love. Low-cost carriers, nonstop destinations all over the U.S. and the Caribbean, now with new flights to Cancun. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
Tired of chronic pain in your knees, shoulders, hip, or back? Paceway Pain Care can help with its cutting-edge regenerative medicine treatments. These breakthrough therapies are highly concentrated healing agents from your own body to repair damaged tissue. No surgeries, no pain meds, and absolutely no downtime. Lots of folks around here have been doing it and raving about the amazing results. Paceway Pain Care. Call today to book your free consultation. 844-FIX-PAIN. That's 844-349-7246. Or visit Paceway.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. We entrepreneurs are always improving our listening skills. My dad told me at age 29, Michael, you're a man now. You're about to be married. You have responsibilities. You'd be a fool to start your own business. I did what any loving son would do. I started five of them. I didn't listen to my dad, but I have learned to listen to my customers, which is why my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, created accounting software to help non-accountants like me keep accurate accounting records. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of accounting software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company that does excellent work. So whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on every job. Get an on the spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment right there. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Go with the flow. 1023 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez. It's cloudy outside, 34 degrees. Chris Green, my guest in studio. Chris, the Erie County Legislator Representative. What's your district number?
I'm district number 6. I represent Newstead, Clarence, and about one-third, particularly the northern sections of Amherst.
Mm-hmm. You've got something you're proposing at the county level to combat or help combat this issue. But a texter has written in that we want to address, and this is something we hear a lot about on this topic, is this is another reason to shove people out of the state.
Exactly. I mean, we've watched this go on for my entire lifetime. When I was born in 1974, there were 39 congressional representatives in New York State, and congressional representatives are determined by what percentage of population your state has in comparison to the entire population of the country. We started with 39, we're now down to 26. As these policies over the last 20 years have been implemented, which is, you know, bail reform being a perfect example, and, you know, the reality is we're looking at a business climate where people can work more out of their homes. So they're not always tied. You know, your business, Dominic, is tied to Western New York. You do all your construction here in Western New York. But as people's businesses can be done from home mm-hmm. and online,
it doesn't matter where you live,
they have that flexibility. We're seeing more and more people. New York State is number 2 in the country as far as states with outward migration. Those are people who are leaving here. And California has now overtaken us. And California, by the way, they overtook us when they started implementing these type of energy policies.
So other than the, again, I can't even imagine they would think it'd be a good move. But other than the politicians that are driving this and these and this climate change committee that's driving this, who thinks that this is a good idea?
I don't know anybody that really thinks it's a good idea other than the people who are, you know, I would even say on the extreme 15% of environmentalists. I consider I have a lot of concern for the environment as well. I consider myself a conservationist, and I think there's a fine line between what's a conservationist and what's an environmentalist. Mm-hmm. And I think an environmentalist is somebody who really focuses the end goal on the earth An environmentalist doesn't consider the human aspect. A conservationist is somebody who looks at how we treat the earth and how it impacts humanity. And I think that's, to me, much more important. Humanity's impact on the environment and the environment impact on humanity. Therefore, when we end up with a situation where we're going to have a financial burden,
right?
People are going to leave the state. And,
right.
And ultimately, that's what's happening.
I mean, we talk about that all the time with the cost of living in New York State. One of the things I deal with is the cost of compensation insurance. Workers' compensation insurance is more expensive here because of the scaffold law. So we work around that. We swallow that. But now this is another thing that we have to swallow, and that's the fact that electricity is more expensive than gas.
The electricity, yeah, you're going to be probably looking at about 4 times the cost of your energy when you convert from gas over to electric. But the other thing I want to point out, when we talk about outward migration, very often we're told that it's because we're in a cold weather. People don't want to live in New York State. But when you look at the states that people are moving to, it's not all
right.
Florida and
Utah.
Texas.
Yeah.
Well, but you look at Idaho. People are moving to Idaho. People are moving to South Dakota.
Yeah.
I mean, South Dakota, in those states in the
Midwest.
Less
control, less regulations, less politics, less government.
And more economic opportunity.
Right.
People move where they're going to be able to take care of their families best.
Yeah. 803-0930, let's go to Wheatfield, say good morning to Bill. Bill, you're on WBEN with Chris Green.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to listen to your programs.
Thank you.
I think something that's being overlooked is how electricity is generated. They ought to talk about the grid. The grid is just the wires. The generation portion is utmost.
Exactly.
And reliability is key on having electricity in your home.
Right.
Obviously, solar panels and windmills are not reliable. Depends on the weather.
Exactly.
Okay, when power generation station that you have, that's always reliable. And I think the people don't seem to understand how electricity is generated. It's generated basically by steam. It's like the tea kettle on the stove. The turbines, the steam turbines, turn the generators, which create the electricity. So no matter what you do, you still have to create so many BTUs of heat to create steam to generate power.
Mm-hmm.
Your nuclear plants, they just make hot water, turn it into steam.
Mm-hmm.
Coal-fired, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gas, what are they doing? Are gas-fired boilers. If you take a lot of these big cities where they have heat in all the buildings and stuff like that, there's no boilers in any of those buildings. That it's all piped in from a central powerhouse where they have the big boilers and they transmit the steam through lines to the building and bring the condensate back to the boilers. That's how they buy the steam from the company that generates the steam. How do they make the steam? They have to have some type of fuel,
right?
No matter what it is.
And yet, ironically, New York City is the first place that this is already implemented. New construction,
yep.
Commercial new construction, 7 floors or taller, has to be 100% electric right now.
Yeah, and you know what? I really feel that they're being totally unfair, as they usually are with the politicians. They're going for a low-hanging fruit. Who is it? Me and you in the residences. Because do you think that they're going to take on some of these big corporations that are fired by gas?
Well, I heard the new stadium is going to be equipped with natural gas. Have you heard that, Chris?
It will be, yes. In fact, it's going to be increasing their natural gas dependency by 25%.
803-0930, participate in the program. We'd love to have you be part of this dialogue this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with more right after the news.
The WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown admits the city could have done better in informing residents about the removal of fluoride from water back in 2015.
I guess in every statement that goes out to water customers, there was a notation of the change, As we understand, a lot of people don't read those documents, and so it probably would have been the best approach to release that to the community.
Brown says the situation was not immediately brought to his attention, but should have. Congressman Brian Higgins says there cannot be rollbacks in pilot training requirements. As the new chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Sam Graves, expressed opposition to this week.
I would work with anybody in Congress, Democrat or Republican, to ensure that the 1,500-hour training rule stands. It establishes one level of safety for the flying public. You know, most people did not know prior to the crash of 3407 that there were different safety standards for regional carriers.
The first FAA reauthorization hearing is set for February 7th. The Alzheimer's Association is reminding those caring for loved ones with the disease to try and develop routines to keep them from wandering off.
If somebody is exhibiting behaviors like they're picking up things, putting them down, they're just walking seemingly aimless around the house, things like that, pay attention to what time of day that is. And you might want to plan things like exercise or activities to try and reduce that anxiety and restlessness.
Kelsey Torgowski with the Alzheimer's Association says take note of when a person with Alzheimer's might become restless to the point of wandering off. Earlier this week, Diane Harvey of Niagara County died after wandering off. She was found not too far from where she was last seen. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Yep, when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of offering you high-quality glass enclosures for your shower, your bathtub, and they can make a mirror for you, too. Call Twin City Glass, 716-694-3300. That's 716-694-3300. Stop into Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
You get a clean slate for the new year, but what about a clean tub? David Bellavia here. Let Bathfitter give your tub or shower a fresh start with a custom bath solution that fits your space to perfection. It's installed in one day, and it's so easy to clean, you'll volunteer to take on cleaning the bathroom. Call Bathfitter at 242-8999 to book your free consultation and get up to $1,000 off or no-interest financing for 5 years. Call Bathfitter today at 242-8999.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you may be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that had increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
At Relax Honda, we have quality pre-owned vehicles for just about any lifestyle and budget. From high-end luxury vehicles to full-size trucks, SUVs, and crossovers to budget-friendly vehicles starting under 15 grand. And we specialize in certified pre-owned Hondas. Each comes with a 150-point inspection, a 7-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 24-hour roadside assistance, and so much more. You'll get our top trade value for your vehicle. And if you need cash, we'll buy your car. Relax. We got this. Relax Honda.
2016 Kia Forte. Stock number G544-9799A. Price $14,160 plus tax title license with approved credit. Doc fee $175 not included in price.
Join us at Odyssey as we all do our one thing. Together, millions of things for our planet. Make the switch to green soaps and personal products and green cleaning products for the sink and shower. When we each share our one thing, it becomes a million things for our planet. What's your one thing?
Happy New Year from the Goodfeet store. Don't let pain and discomfort stop you from living your best life in 2023. Come in today for your free personalized fitting and test walk and trade in those bad feet for some good feet. Visit goodfeet.com to find the location nearest to you.
My dad and grandma had diabetes. Grandma's diabetes was so bad her foot had to be amputated. I knew I'd probably get it too, but I didn't know there was something I could do about it. My healthcare provider told me about the Diabetes Prevention Program. There, I learned to make healthier choices and set daily goals to help change my destiny. Support is also offered from other members of my community dealing with the same health issues. It's also covered by Medicaid and Medicare. Join a diabetes prevention program at health.ny.gov/prediabetes.
Hey, do you know how you can instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Well, I can tell you, it's natural light and fresh air. Yep. There's a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there is only one place for you to go, folks. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Valex offer you natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, they're good for your health and well-being as well. Lenco can help you with Valex skylight options to suit your budget. Just choose the one that's right for you, then sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Valux. Find out more about Valux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com. They are located on Seneca Street in Buffalo, Sheridan Transit in Clarence, and Sheridan, Delaware in Kenton. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time.
10:36 is Hammer Time. Dominic Cortez in studio with County Legislator Chris Green. We're talking about the Climate Change Initiative, and where we left off was a dialogue about the fact that we're talking about this primarily from a residential perspective, but the whole commercial side of this is even a bigger disruption.
Absolutely. So about two-thirds of New York State's energy is consumed by commercial businesses. The impact it's going to have on every single restaurant is going to be pretty dramatic if they need to retrofit all their appliances by 2030.
Right.
The cost of every meal we go out for is going to skyrocket. But then when you look at the manufacturing facilities, anybody who manufactures food, and we have a lot of food manufacturers here locally, those costs are going to skyrocket. So when you look at the outward migration of people, that's one concern. But now you're going to be looking at, you know, companies are going to be comparing what the cost is to stay in New York State versus moving a plant just south into Pennsylvania or other locations around the country. They're going to look at those options.
How does this make the state look that they're driving this initiative, but yet our stadium is going to have natural gas as a means to heating it?
Every time I've brought this up at the Erie County Legislature, when we've had representatives from the Bills discussing the stadium, it's. I got to tell you, it's a little bit of the hand or the head in the sand type of approach. They don't even believe that the state's going to go through with these proposals, so they've kind of passed it off as nothing. But yes, they're going to be putting in a giant boiler system, which is going to be heating the roots. So for player safety, the Pagoulas are really big on wanting to have a natural grass field. So in order to do that in our climate, you have to have a boiler system to heat the roots. It will be natural gas, as the rest of the stadium will be. The state has 600 million reasons why they don't want that to happen, and they've stayed silent on that piece.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
It's tremendously ironic, but it's not unique. You know, the state is in negotiations and finalizing the deal with the Buffalo Bills, and they don't want to see those things go sour. I mean, mm-hmm. I know everybody knows this in Buffalo. We're the only football team NFL team in New York State. The other two teams play out in New Jersey.
Yep.
They want to keep the Bills, so they don't want to muddy the waters and implement their own strategy or their own policies.
It's just disingenuous, though, that they're shoving this down our throat, but yet in the municipal setting, they're allowing it.
Yeah, and I brought this up on several occasions. One of my colleagues, Frank Todaro, led the charge against that and tried to question the Bills. We have not got definitive answers. It's all just spin.
803-0930 to Buffalo and Diane. Good morning. You're on WEN.
Good morning. I live in the city of Buffalo, and I know you probably heard about there was no fluoride in the water, and nobody knew it. Now, there's a lot of low-income people in the city of Buffalo, and they are not going to be able to afford this.
That's right.
They got a lot of old houses with crawl spaces, and they're not well-built houses. They're old. People don't have most people are not going to have the money to do all this to their house.
Good point.
I mean, maybe the stove or the dryer is okay, But to do it to your furnace and maybe your hot water tank is gone, you know, this is going to create a big problem for a lot of people that may end up just, you know, freezing to death or become homeless. And I don't know how the landlords are going to pay for this.
Do you think the state's going to have to bail people out to be able to fund this ridiculousness,
really,
Chris?
They really have the money. Maybe they could, you know, give them a bus ticket to another state or something. I don't know.
I can assure you a bus ticket to another state is going to be far cheaper than any incentives that they provide. I can't imagine what the plan – there is no plan, first of all, right now on how this is going to be subsidized or encouraged. Those are all yet to be determined. But I agree 100%. This is a burden that people, particularly on the lower end of the economic ladder, cannot shoulder.
Right.
I mean, it's a stretch for me. I'm a middle class guy. I got four kids. I spend, you know, my money on their education. I spend money on their sports, and having to spend $20,000 to $50,000 on my house to retrofit it to meet laws, I don't have that in the bank. I got to go out for a loan, but I have good credit. I can get it. But if you would have talked to me 25 years ago when I was out of college and just trying to, you know, put my life together, I could never have shouldered this type of burden.
Amen. To Lockport and Ed, good morning.
Hi. Okay. It sounds like political suicide for these politicians, especially Catley, because the downstate people are into this just as much as the upstate people, you know, having to do the conversions. And the other thing is, if people, you know, they're going to tell you you can't buy a gas appliance and, you know, or wood appliance or glass appliance or any oil appliance in New York State. What's going to stop them from going 2 or 3 hours down the road to Pennsylvania to the nearest, you know, big town? And
well, again, I've this has come up before, and we have been told, and again, I don't know if this is officially the verdict yet on how they're going to police this. But we've been told that the policing mechanism is going to be homeowners insurance coverage will be denied if you have power with your home with natural gas or you cook with gas.
I've heard the same thing, Dominic, and I'll tell you, I had a conversation this week with an individual who, you know, owns a dozen units in Buffalo, two doubles, and that was his concern, is trying to spend that money. And he has flat out said to me that if I got to go and drive down to Pennsylvania, put a tarp on the back of my truck and bring a boiler over here, it's going to be less expensive than having to deal with, you know, the
repercussions
of New York State.
What if you're implicating your renewal of your home, your insurance, your building insurance?
But people take risks all the time. And, mm-hmm. and yes, they're going to try to have, you know, some type of arm that's going to be reaching into your house to kind of monitor these things. But people are going to have to eventually make the decisions that they can feasibly and financially afford.
So at the county level, what are you trying to do to stop this?
So we've put together a resolution. Just like you want people to write their state assemblyman, yes. their state senator, and to write the governor's office as well. And by the way, when you write a politician, don't just go there and copy and paste what you might find online. Don't just go and, you know, find a local petition. If you go to newyorkstate.gov, you can find all your contact
right.
information. Put your own words together. And don't make it long. Make it very simple. You know, I oppose the Climate Action Climate Action Committee's plan. It's going to put an undue burden financially on me. Please vote against it.
How much weight do you give that as an elected official? I mean, is it your obligation to take that seriously?
I read every single email that comes into my office. I'm not going to tell you everyone sways every vote I'm going to take. But I look at every one of them. And if I get inundated with one thing or mm-hmm. another, I will absolutely look at mm-hmm. who's sending it to me and whether it's a coordinated effort or whether it's actual people in their own words mm-hmm. giving me their viewpoints. And I can tell you, I sat on the Clarence Town Board for 5 years, and there were times 100% where public input has made a determination in how I voted.
So it's important that people take this seriously and embrace the opportunity to make it possibly affect a change here.
Absolutely. And I also want to touch base on the fact that I believe political suicide was what was mentioned by the last caller. it's not political suicide. It could have been political suicide, but there was a reason that none of this got released to the public prior to the gubernatorial election. It's because it would have been unpopular. It probably would have cost Kathy Hochul the election, but she's got 4 years to weather that storm.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it's going to be
the other thing suicide. That I we need to take a break, but the other thing that I think is going to be another kind of self-check monitoring of this is the timeline they've created is so dramatically unrealistic. Again, new home construction, the switch is supposed to be 2025. I mean, that's literally on our doorstep. And again, with the infrastructure not in place to be able to support that, how is that even doable? So when we get to 2025 and it hasn't happened yet, how is this climate control committee going to look?
Well, I'll tell you, there's an organization, New York's Independent System Operators, and it's a conglomerate of all the entities that produce electricity. And they've mentioned how this is an unrealistic expectation. And they've described the plan as a figure-it-out-as-you-go plan. And mm-hmm. that's the problem. Mm-hmm. There's an end goal where they want to end up, mm-hmm. but the roadmap to get there, it doesn't exist. It does not exist yeah. right now. And the technology wind and solar cannot.
No, they can't take up the gap. 803-0930, participate in the dialogue. It's Dominic Cortese. It's Hammer Time Radio. It's WBEN. Well, we have a heating system in your home that needs to be cleaned, and we're talking about heating your home, and hopefully we can stay with natural gas as a means to the end with ductwork running through your house. And with ductwork running through your house, you have to make sure that you, from time to time, clean it out, and the only way to do that is with the patented column duct cleaning system. Peter Gordon is on the live line. He was our guest last Saturday morning for the entire show, and how'd that turn out, Peter?
Oh, I was beyond thrilled and humbled, especially when customers took the time to call in, our customers, just to say what great results they got from, you know, in their allergies, sinus, and worse, you know, cancer survivors and stuff with, yep. You know, not just the duct cleaning, but the medical grade air purifier. So, yeah, it was a great response, and hopefully, you know, people take action. It's hard when it's out of sight, out of mind, and, you know, exactly, I got to spend a few $100s,
right.
But it's your health.
So we look forward to your call every week with the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts on both the duct cleaning, the medical grade air purifier, and the high capacity dehumidifier. Tell us what they are.
All right. So you just did that song, Let's Move Some Refrigerators and Color TVs. All right.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so the high capacity dehumidifier by April Air, you can still save $250 off. I know we're in the middle of winter, but boy, the water will start running again in March. Okay, and then the medical grade air purifiers by Healthway, there's a portable that covers 500 square feet. That's $419. That's what the cost is. It's normally $550. The medical grade air purifier by Healthway that covers 1,200 square feet, like you and Diane have, is $300 off still. And then finally, if you put one, you have the Super V on your whole furnace up to cover your whole house, that's $500 off. And lastly, as you started the conversation with duct cleaning, we are still offering an amazing 20% off.
Wow.
And I'm reaching out to 54,000 customers who have used our service as well, and they might need a re-clean because it's been 3 to 6 years.
There you go. So these great discounts are only available to you as a Hammer Time Radio listener. So don't miss out on them. Give them a call today, 716-683-3000, 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals for every breath you take.
Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. we'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio. I recently interviewed Roxanne Sorensen. Roxanne is the owner of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, the largest geriatric care management service in Buffalo. Roxanne and her staff have dedicated their lives and careers to finding solutions for Buffalo area seniors. If you're frustrated and not getting the answers you deserve for your loved one's needs, you must contact Roxanne at Elder Care Solutions now at 823-1476. That's 823-1476. Elder Care Solutions has the answers you deserve.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
This is Attorney David W. Pollack. For 22 years, I've been handling personal injury cases for auto and truck accidents, as well as injuries on property. Some attorneys like to advertise about the size of their firm. We don't overcompensate. Size doesn't matter. What matters is your attorney will answer your questions, not push you off on revolving associates. They will attend your independent medical exams and not settle your case cheap. We put the personal in personal injury. Call David W. Pollack, Attorney at Law PC, for a free consultation. 716-675-2800. 675-2800.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're in.
Look good. Our whole philosophy in dental care is of a minimally invasive approach where we try to preserve as many teeth that a person has and preserve as much of their natural tooth.
Feel great.
We don't have to grind down healthy tooth structure in order to protect it anymore. We can actually remove the unhealthy structure or filling and bond in a onlay that's tooth colored just as strong as your tooth.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
The more tooth that we can preserve, the stronger that tooth is. And that's the crux of what we do.
Once you do a crown, it's always going to be a crown. If you do an onlay or an inlay, something that we talked about, the minimally invasive portion, you still have healthy tooth structure to work with. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Kolber. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Good. Feel great.
I'm Todd Scanlon.
And I'm Brady Scanlon. At Scanlon Jewelers, our artisan jewelers turn your vision into reality.
We can repair or size any piece of jewelry without shipping it out. Plus battery changes while you wait.
If you need a certified diamond, we have it. If you have a diamond or gold, we'll buy it.
Broken or lost stone, we can work with your insurance company to replace it.
Scanlon Jewelers, 5735 Main Street in Williamsville.
At
Hey folks, you hear me talk about Gorilla Garage Gear all the time and how they can organize your garage with cabinetry, they can coat your garage floor with the epoxy coating, and they can repair or replace your garage door. Well, guess what, folks? They can also do your basement floor. Yeah, that's right. Basement floors are available from Gorilla Garage. The Gorilla Flooring Coating, easy cleanup, looks great, protects your concrete, vapor barrier included, 15-year warranted, and a discount for you right now. $250 off with a 400-square-foot minimum. It's organizing your garage. It's cleaning up your garage floor. And now, your basement floor as well. 716-817-5542. That's a new number. 716-817-5542. Write that down. 817-5542. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
We're just 2 weeks away from the debut of season 6 of Hammer Time TV, Buffalo's home improvement show. It'll premiere on Saturday morning at 5:30, and Super Bowl Sunday at 10:30, all on Channel 2. See Nick, Phil, and Michelle and all their great tips, and all of our Hammer Time partners, and Viewer Mail, which is a television version of this radio program, all on Buffalo's Home Improvement Show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30, on Channel 2. Our guest has been Chris Green from the County Legislature. Chris, texters are writing in. Tell us how to contact our state representatives.
Sure, and we had a caller who hung up, but he also had the question about what was the specific bill number. I'm guessing he wanted that to reference. There are over 30 bills right now sitting in the New York State Assembly in various different committees that address certain pieces of this. But as far as the actual Climate Action Council's plan that the governor has endorsed in her State of the State, that is right now just currently her proposal. So if you're going to be writing your state representative, just refer to it as the governor's Climate Action Committee proposal. But if you want to write your state representatives, it's very simple. You just do a simple web search, Google search of New York State Assembly, and then put your town. So for me, New York State Assembly, Clarence, and a link to Mike Norris will pop up. If you do New York State Assembly, West Seneca, a link to Pat Burke's website. And as soon as you're on their website, they have fillable forms on how you can write directly to them. And then same thing with the New York State Senate.
Okay. So that's exactly what we want to encourage everybody to do, is get on the bandwagon here and voice your opposition to the climate change proposals that are now floating about. And, again, the timelines are really very concerning. A texter writes a question for me regarding replacement windows. Hi, Dominic. I need 11 windows replaced. The rep said they could do it now. Yeah, no reason to wait. Replacement windows switch out in just a half hour or an hour, so you don't have to worry too much about a lot of cold air with that little bit of a window of time for them to actually install the windows. And that way you can start benefiting from them sooner by having the new windows in place sooner. 803-0930, we're going to go back to the callers. Our next is Hamburg. And Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a boiler, and the piping is really rusted, and I talked to residential companies that can fix, and I ended up talking to commercial, and commercial says if it's all rusted, they just don't work that way in the commercial world. They don't let it get rusted, and I'm trying to, I'm a homeowner, and I'm trying to work through this, and the commercial ones are telling me, too, you don't put cold water into rusted pipes, and you don't mm-hmm. change them out in the winter. And I'm a homeowner. Like, why is it that commercial you get really precise answers down to the temperature and on just such detail, and residential isn't like that.
Right.
And I'm looking at what residential's telling me, and commercial sounds like they're making a lot more sense.
Yeah. So the answer to that is in the specifications that are written for commercial contractors being a lot more specific and therefore more exacting, and the requirements are more exacting than in the residential marketplace. I would say that you could adopt some of these policies for yourself and use them in shopping for the replacement, and talk to the technicians and see who can embrace the commercial technology to be more in keeping with what you're looking for in retrofitting your home. And I think that's a smart approach, because obviously we want to get rid of any rusted pipes. That's not safe for the water to travel through. Well, Chris, we only have a minute left, so I want to thank you for spending the time and partnering on this issue, and keep us apprised at what's happening at the county level, how it impacts this at the state level.
I do appreciate you having me on, and I will just touch base real quickly. I was a lead sponsor on a proposal opposing this, and essentially when we oppose it on the local level, then a letter goes out on behalf of the representatives in Erie County, all the legislators, going out to our state representatives, assembly, and senate, and lets them know that we oppose it. And it passed unanimously last week.
So that was bipartisan at the county level?
Yes.
Okay, which is good news, right?
It's very good news. Again, we're all from upstate. We all had to deal with what happened, with the 48 deaths over Christmas with the storm. So,
good point.
you know, we're all aware of the ramifications if we lose natural gas. So it was bipartisan here, but still I'd encourage people to write their state representatives.
Chris Green from the Erie County Legislature. Again, thanks, Chris. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3, Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.